Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Your thoughts on what will be, you know, a big day from a baseball historical event.
Yeah.
Is it weird to you? Had you looked ahead after you got traded and went, wait, this could happen? Have you thought about it?
I think it started to kind of hit me the closer it's gotten to this day, especially like within the last week. I feel like it's picked up a lot of steam. At first, I didn't really think of it that much. But now here we are, and it's going to be a cool moment, especially when it's all said and done, to look back on, you know. And it's just such a strange thing that's happening, but I'm grateful to have the opportunity to do it, and it's going to be cool.
Have you ever been like a box score guy? Like, would you, or after this game, are you going to look at the box score and see like D. Jansen on both sides of it?
Sure, I'll peek at it because it's the first, right? Yeah. But I've never really been a crazy box score guy, but it would be cool to see that. Yeah.
We haven't spoken to you since the trade, Jano. How has the transition been for you and your thoughts on facing your former teammates today for the first time?
Yeah, it's, you know, like I said before, I was extremely grateful for everything with the Toronto Blue Jays organization and the fans, and, you know, how good everybody's been to me over there. And so, yeah, it's a strange but exciting moment to be here. The transition has been good, being with a new crew of guys and meeting these guys and the staff, and you know, it's definitely a good group over here. And so yeah, it's, you know, something that I've never gone through until now. And so yeah, it's been smooth, and I'm excited to play against my former teammates and to see them step in the box, and you know, to have, you know, little minor chats with them and stuff. And you know, it's gonna be cool. Be different for sure, but cool.
We've talked to you about a possible extension with Toronto, and when things didn't look like they were going to kind of land to where you and your team wanted them to, had you thought about possibly not being with this team at any point of the season before the deadline?
Have I thought about like a possible trade?
Yeah, a trade, or like just not being with them moving forward when an extension couldn't get done?
I think, you know, that happened like in spring training, and you know, at the time, just trying to work each game and see where we're at. And I think that as the season went on, there may have been time, especially with, you know, seeing some things and, you know, about possible trades. I tried to stay out of it best I could as far as the trade stuff and just control what I could. So yeah, I definitely, you know, came into my mind and say a little bit about possible trade and all that. So so yeah, but I don't think, you know, in spring training we're having discussions and stuff like that my mind went to that right away.
I mean, you know the lineup very well. How to navigate today? How do you want to set up against the Blue Jays?
Yeah, I mean, I've played with these guys and a lot of them. I mean, there's definitely some new guys there that I haven't seen, but so yeah, I mean, definitely know a little bit about these guys and about, you know, what they're trying to do, but so have a little bit of something there for sure. But but yeah, I mean, it's just going to be going and making sure it's, you know, second, third time I've caught Pivetta, so I'm just gonna get on the same page and do what I can to help them.
Have you thought how you would game plan yourself?
Myself.
If you were catching, well, I mean, obviously you're catching with yourself in the, you know, in the batter's box. Have you ever thought about that?
I mean, I'm sure I've thought about that. Like, what would I do? But
but you don't want to reveal it.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's, what a weird thing, right?
Yeah.
Between the playing the Jays for the first time and then also the weird, like, suspended game stuff, how much has your phone been blowing up in the last little bit?
How much is what?
Have you been getting a lot of text messages, calls, like, DMs about this?
Yeah, I've gotten some texts about it for sure, you know, and I got some friends and family here, and my wife and kids are here, so I'm excited for everybody that's here to be here and experience it with me. And yeah, I've gotten some texts as well about it, and I know people are going to be tuning in watching, and so it's cool to share that with everybody.
When did you first find out that this was a thing? Do you remember?
you know, when I got traded, I didn't really think of it, but I do remember like having like a tweet maybe sent to me kind of earlier on, and then like I said, the last couple of weeks, I think that it's really picked up steam just around like the press and stuff like that. So I think maybe we'll say a couple of weeks ago that I saw that it was definitely a possibility, and then when AC announced that I was catching this game, then it really obviously then I thought about it.
Right there, I mean. However you look at it, it's sort of a doubleheader today, and they were going to need both catchers. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you kind of appreciate that Alex put you in the first game?
Yeah, definitely, definitely appreciate that. It's a strange thing, but doubleheader, both going to catch anyways. So yeah, here we are.
Did the Hall of Fame? Have they asked for anything?
No, I haven't spoken to them directly, but I think there may be something about getting some things authenticated. And I spoke to a couple authenticators about maybe sending something. So, yeah, that's kind of, you know, been pretty cool.
There you
cool
go.
Too.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
What's been the constant theme of some of those texts that you started to get recently?
Oh, man, just like everybody just keeps leading it with like histories being made and all, you know what I mean? So, it's such a strange thing, you know what I mean? I never would have imagined myself, I guess, in this situation with being history. I guess I would have assumed that it's happened before. I guess that was one of the first thoughts that went through my mind, but that seems to be the theme about the tax. Yeah, everybody's excited to tune in.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.